Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Abraje. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Abraje, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall. Stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Abraje takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
You get what I'm saying? So when you trust in the Lord, He is at your defense. People have set traps so many places. One day you see, you can be driving, this guy, there was car that has done overtaking, and he also did overtaking on the car that has done overtaking. And then he hit these guys who are sitting around, and they're like, oh, Charlie. So somebody has got drunk. He is coming to destroy your life. So there are many traps everywhere. So he said that he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. All right. And then he shall cover you with his what? Feathers. Under his wings you shall take what? Refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. His truth. Ephesians says, get your ways to the belt of what? Truth. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid. You shall not what? Be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walk in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the word, the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling what? Place. You've dwelt there. You are there. Don't say, do your quiet time. Pastor, I'm too tired. Do it. Today I was up 2:30. Did prepare the message. Did so many things. Did my quiet time. What kind of busy? I'm busy, man. You have to read. Even if it's 5 minutes you have to make to pray, do it. Because you have to dwell there. You have to be there. David said that a minute in God's presence is better than thousands of years in other places. Do you get it? Make time. Don't you make time to eat? Make time to read your Bible. Make time to pray. Hallelujah. He said that no evil shall what? Before you. Hallelujah. So, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. All these things are true. Do you get it? They are true. The young lion and the serpent, you shall what? Trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my what? My name. Take note of all that. My name. The name is not what it's called. Maybe Kofi. That's not what he's talking about. I'll show you what it is. So he shall call upon me and I will answer him. You shall what? Call upon me and I will do what? Answer him. The Bible, Jesus said that those who hear my word and they do it, he said that whatsoever they ask, I will do what? I will do it. Okay. So, I will deliver him and honor him. You see, when people think that they have trapped you, they are going to disgrace you. God is saying that he will deliver you and do what? Honor you. Obey you with freedom. He will deliver you and Hannah. He said, with long life, I will satisfy him. With long life, I will do what? He's not talking about longevity of years, like you are 100 years, 90 years, then you are happy. He said, he's going to give you a life that is beneficial. you see, you prosper in that years. Do you follow? You prosper in the world. Those years that you've had. He said, and show him my what? Salvation. So you submit to God by being planted in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. You have been what? You submit to God by being planted in the house of the Lord. Say, being planted. Hallelujah. Tell somebody that being planted in the house of the Lord. So, I'm showing you how to be submissive. You see, said, be submissive to God, resist the devil. The devil word. This is how you fight spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare is not 31 days fasting. It's a simple thing. It's a lifestyle. If you want to have everyday victory, it's a lifestyle. Say it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. How you live. So he said, submit to God. So these are the way. Number one, you have to be planted in the house of the Lord. So look at Psalm 92. He said that the righteous will flourish like the what? A dated palm tree. Long lived. There's characteristics about palm trees. They are long lived, upright, and useful. You can use palm tree for so many things. Look, I've seen people who are not useful. Sometimes you listen to this principle. Anywhere you go, be useful. Tell somebody that be useful. You see, don't go places that you have no relevance. Be useful. If you are in church, be useful. Do something. When you go to a, be useful. Find something to do so you become useful. And he's saying that those that are planted in the house of the Lord, they are long-lived, one. They are also upright, two. And then they are what? Very useful. You won't be a waste. Tell somebody, you won't be a waste. You won't be a waste in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 9 said that, so upright and useful. And they will grow like a what? A cedar in Lebanon. How many of you know a cedar in Lebanon? It's a tree. It's a tree. That tree, that's what Solomon used to build the temple. Research shows that it can grow. When they move, they bring the log. It can be there for over 100 years. You will be long. You'll be doing business and people will see that you are there. Through the changing scenes, you are there. There are some people who will vanish. But you'll be there. Hallelujah. Your success will be constant. You see, those are the things you should think about. It's not today that today you have money, tomorrow you don't have. God will give you money and you'll be rich for a long time. You see that people come go, but you are still rich. No, I'm telling you the truth. You see, that is how, when you submit yourself to God, he guides you. So people come, people go, people come, people go, but you are there. Haven't you seen there are lawyers who are there all the time? People come, so lawyers come, lawyers go, they are there. Teachers come, teachers go, they are there. Businessman, business, they are there. They are majestic. They are stable. They are like the cedar tree. They are long. They will live for long. They are stable. You see, that's what he's saying. They are majestic and what? Stable. When anybody see you, they don't have doubt. You see, there are brands that you know they will be there. If you are going to, we call it brand equity. Say brand equity. If you are going to put your money in Ghana Commercial Bank, or Echo Bank, do you think about it that they will run? How many of you think about it that they will run? But when you put your money in Gomrigo Financial Institution, you know that by all means, if I don't, I have to always be withdrawing the money small. It's brand, we call it brand equity. You see, there are some of you, when people are with you, they are thinking, he will leave, she won't be there. You know, that kind of thinking about you is not good. You don't have brand equity. The belief and feeling about you is wrong. So people give you average reward. You don't get excellent reward. But when people know that you are stable, you are majestic, you shock you the way people invest. Did you follow? So all the people you see that they are succeeding, they've been there, they are stable. Stability is important. That's why we say integrity. Say integrity. When we say somebody has integrity, it's made of three things. The word integer means integral, one. It's made of three things. The person is consistent. The person is reliable. And the person is honest. These three things. That makes the person, when we say somebody has integrity, when you see apple has integrity, so you see the consistency, durability. They are stable. You can rely on it. You know, there are some things you know that they have reduced their defect. We call it, in lay management, we call it Six Sigma. You are Six Sigma, which means that when they give you 1 million opportunity, your error rate is 0.34. It's not like one, it's 0.34, your error rate. There are some people, when they give them something to do, they make the error 600. If 1,000, you do 600 mistakes. You are Sigma 1, Sigma 2. You are not there yet. Because you see, you have not developed. So as a Christian, when you submit to God, He built, He said, those that are planted in the house, always they are here, like you are hearing messages, you are going to train. Research have shown that your brain changes physically and chemically. If you sit under teachings, like I'm teaching you, your brain is not the same. It's not the same the way you came. You go and research, don't take my words for it. Go and research. It changes chemically and physically. Your brain, it changes. So gradually people will say, hey, this guy that I knew, look at him. He has transformed. So if you are sitting on our Daniel, in future you'll be, I can show you from scripture, Psalm 135. He said, those that made them and those that believe in them are like them. So if you are somebody you listen to reggae, 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 you see that you'll be talking like the reggae, walking like the reggae. I haven't seen some, then they are walking like, yeah, blend. If I'm called, yeah, man. Haven't you seen those who listen to hip hop? Don't they dress like the hip hop? Don't they talk like the hip hop? Yes. So when you submit to God and you follow God, you also begin to think and act like God. Because it's the only thing that the devil can't face God. When you begin to demonstrate the power of God, the Bible says Jesus is the wisdom and the power of God. So when you have Christ and you grow in the salvation you have received, you think and act like Jesus. So that is where you overcome. You see that you have consistency in victory. So you see that he said that they will grow like a cedar planted. But he says they're planted in the house of the Lord. He said planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the court of our God. Hallelujah. Say, I will flourish. So growing in grace, growing in what? They will still thrive and bear fruit and prosper in old age. That's what I'm talking about, longevity. You see, Sikano won. Sikano won the health is perpetuating. You see that it is there. You, in your old age, you are still there. You are blessing your grandchildren. I know a woman. She was so rich. She was selling, those days, they sell clothes. Women who sell cloth have more money. She did business. She had the money. Her grandchildren. She was the one who was gifting their grandchildren properties. She was still prospering in her old age. It will not be your story. Say, hey, not personal. Some past, did you know me? Some time ago, when I was, did you know me? When we were we? Bible said it is not wise to say the good old days. Bible said it's not wise to say the good days. Where were you? You don't respect. Where were we? Where were you? That would not be said about you. You would have prosperity that will survive.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gifts of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Abuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600. 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.